I'm Peter Solomon. This is Jazz 88, and I'm joined this morning by Dana Martinez, the executive director of the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. And we are proud of our longstanding partnership with the Twin Cities Jazz Festival here at Jazz 88. And one of the things that we've been able to do is to bring you an exclusive look at who's going to be headlining. So that's what's happening this morning. Dana, welcome. This Jazz Festival is going to take place at Mears Park in St. Paul the 20th and 21st, and you've got a lot of exciting acts. Why don't we get right into it?
All right. Well, yeah, I'm really excited to be able to announce the Jazz 88 main stage headliners and actually the full lineup on the main stage. So I'll just get right to it. Friday, June 20th, we have at 4 o'clock opening up the Twin Cities Jazz Festival, Adi Ishaya Jazz Orchestra featuring Jennifer Grimm. And I can't wait to bring this group to the Jazz 88 main stage. I've seen them around town, and I cannot wait. It's going to be great on June 20th. And then at 6 o'clock, we have a virtuosic clarinetist all the way from New Orleans. From the streets of New Orleans, it's Doreen Ketchens. And Doreen's Jazz New Orleans.
So Doreen Ketchens, sorry to like jump in. I get really excited about Doreen Ketchens. Treme, which was a wonderful drama that aired years ago, used to feature a lot of New Orleans street performers. And so she would show up on that show quite frequently. She's kind of a short African-American lady. She looks like somebody's grandmother. She actually is a grandmother, but she plays incredible clarinet. And she comes along a long line of great jazz clarinetists from New Orleans and harkens back to the style of Jimmy Noon and other players like Sidney Bechet and such. So she's a wonderful performer. I have just a little bit of recording she posted online because it's kind of hard to find her published performances. So she did this with her late husband, who is a sousaphonist, and it's a little bit of Auld Lang Syne on Listener Driven Jazz 88. That's Doreen Ketchens, one of the performers, Friday evening, June 20th at the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. What's happening later on that night?
Yeah, we're going to close out Friday night with Emmett Cohen Trio with special guest, the Four Freshmen. And you may know that Emmett has a live stream series called Emmett's Place. It's filmed in his apartment. And a couple of years ago, he had the vocal group, the Four Freshmen, on, and it just was a great, great performance. So I'm happy to recreate it live on the Jazz 88 main stage at the Jazz Fest.
Now, Emmett Cohen, earlier this year, came through the Dakota. I had a chance to talk to him. You can listen to that conversation online. He became especially popular during the pandemic when he started making these videos live from Emmett's Place. I think you just mentioned them. And he's a player who's highly versatile. He can play the whole range of styles in jazz, from stride and ragtime to modern and free stuff. We're going to listen to one of the tunes from the Dizzy Gillespie book that was famously recorded by Red Garland with Miles Davis. It's two bass hit. Here's Emmett Cohen's Trio. That's a taste of two bass hit from Emmett Cohen's Trio, who's playing Friday night, June 20th, as a part of the 2025 Twin Cities Jazz Festival. Dana Martinez is with me in the studio to talk about this event and to reveal who the headlining performers are. Tell me about what's in store Saturday the 21st at Mears Park.
Well, Saturday we're going to start out the day on the main stage with our commitment to really highlighting young jazz performers, and we'll have Walker West Music Academy and McPhail Center for Music students on stage at noon. And then at 2 o'clock, we have a wonderful locally based saxophone player named Stephanie Weisler with her band Society of Chemists.
Now, this is an ensemble that we've featured quite a bit on Jazz Futures. We're going to hear a little bit from the Society of Chemists featuring Stephanie Weisler. This is called Transactional Kindness. Thank you. Society of Chemists, one of the local ensembles featured this year at the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. What else is in store on Saturday?
Well, next at 4 o'clock, I'm excited to bring back Patti Peterson, presents Jazz Women All-Stars, really a powerhouse group of wonderful women jazz players, and we'll have them on stage once again. And then at 6 o'clock, we have the really dynamic, locally based drummer, L.A. Buckner, and his band, Big Homie.
Now, this is an ensemble that's very popular, highly danceable music. We've had them featured as our hot new local single a few times. I think this was one of those selections. This is from L.A. Buckner and Big Homie, a recent recording called Northside. That's L.A. Buckner and Big Homie. They play at 6 p.m. Saturday at the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. Who else is playing that day?
Well, the last act of the night, close out the 2025 Twin Cities Jazz Festival, is the amazing vocalist Catherine Russell, along with pianist Sean Mason and his trio. It's going to be a great closeout to the festival with some new takes on jazz standards.
Now, this is a performer I've been into for a very long time. She is the daughter of two great musicians. I can't remember her mom's name, but her father was Louis Russell, who led the orchestra behind Louis Armstrong for many, many years. And so she has a direct connection to that music. She can sing swing and blues with an authenticity that you don't often find. And we're going to listen to just a little bit of a blues that she recorded. This is very much in the style of Ethel Waters or Ida Cox or Bessie Smith, the great blues women of the 1920s, complete with double entendre. This is called Ain't Got Nobody to Grind My Coffee with pianist Sean Mason, who will be joining her on stage.
Breakfast in bed. My daddy went away.
So that's Catherine Russell on who's going to be playing the Twin Cities Jazz Festival, closing things out on Saturday night. But that's not everything that's happening, Dana. Tell me a little bit more about what's going on with the festival.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've got many more venues who are participating during the Jazz Festival. But today, I want to announce a couple of more. We have another outdoor stage called the Jazz on Fifth Street Stage, where we have more of our danceable bands, although you can dance anytime you'd like. But on Friday, June 20th at 7:30, we'll have an all-female salsa band from Colombia called Las Guarachetas, and they're going to really bring it to Fifth Street, and we'll have some folks dancing in the street there. I cannot wait. And then also on Saturday, June 21st at 4 o'clock at the Cedar Cultural Center, we are bringing the Leslie Parker Dance Project with a live jazz ensemble. Her style is black dance improvisation, so it's going to be a wonderful performance called An Experiment Part 2 at the Cedar Cultural Center, and then she'll do another show the next day on the 22nd at the Cedar. So I'm really excited, and then we have a lot more venues, as I said, to announce, and we'll be doing that next month. We'll announce the full schedule.
So where do we go for information?
That will be at TwinCitiesJazzFestival.com, and yeah, keep looking at the website. Many more new things to be announced.
Great. And so the Twin Cities Jazz Festival once again is happening June 20th and 21st at Muir's Park in St. Paul. Dana Martinez is the executive director of the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks so much, Peter.